Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Eric Zagar, L. Adams, John C. Worsley, Lauren, Katie Nolan, Jonathan Clark, Danielle Goldstein, Patrick Perry, Hilary Moline, Anton and Ken, Brooklyn Orchard, Benjamin Nothing But BS Sussman, Slug Farm, Lottie Lynn, Valda Kiley, Emily Kellogg, Sarah Vakos, Monica Chielieska, Bojan Panic. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 139, Chosen.
Statement of Eugene Vanderstock regarding the creation of Agnes Montague, her life, care, and death. Original statement given November 30th, 2006. Audio recording by Jonathan Sims, the archivist. Statement begins. Arthur asked me to tell you that Agnes Montague is dead. He asked me specifically because he knew I'd have to write my whole bloody story down for you and it would hurt like hell. But I talked out of turn to him, suggested that we ought to just burn this whole place to the ground with you inside, so I suppose this counts as my punishment. He thinks I'm scared enough not to make good on my threats without his say-so. And he's probably right. Just as well you're not here. Smart move on your part. They always are, aren't they? Smart moves. Someday you're going to push your luck too far, and when you do, well, you just better hope it isn't Jude who comes to collect. So me? I was born in 36. I know, I don't look 70. But burning the candle at all ends does have a few advantages. Until you burn out entirely, at least. It's hard to say how much I've got left in me. How much longer my sacrifices can buy me. But when I go, you better believe I'm going big. And it is going to hurt. You know, I got my start in the Blitz. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was Glenn Dunlop's house that did it, you know. We were always playing together outside, and sometimes his mum would give us tea. Well, it was gone. Nothing but rubble and desolation. Glenn and his parents had been in the shelter out back, but I guess it wasn't quite sheltered enough. And only his dad made it out. He was a tall, strong man, used to work as a stevedore, and I'd never seen him without a stern expression and a pipe. But now, staggering through the ruins of his life, the look I saw on his face, it woke something in me. Something truly awful. Anyone who talks about the Blitz spirit wasn't there.